Well, it's the second year now that the industry's done this, and it is very simply a very big, methodical piece of research trying to look at the behavioural patterns, the interests, the association and the relationship of young people, predominantly 14 to 24, and their relationship with music. And it's just really us as an industry trying to better understand what they're thinking about, how they're consuming music, how much they're enjoying it, and trying to find ways that we can change and adapt our business and our industry to better suit what young people are demanding of the industry in the modern world that we live in.
And what did you find? What were the key findings of the report?
On one level, are young people just obsessed with music? Yes. And probably way, way more so than any previous generation. Music is just such an extraordinary fundamental part of their everyday lives. And I think on one level, that should give everybody involved in the music industry, whatever level, huge, huge cause for optimism. Because quite clearly, that is something that's not going to wane very quickly. What is something we're becoming more comfortable with and trying to find solutions and answers to is that, yes, while music is phenomenally, phenomenally important to them, the way they're now consuming music and the number and variations of platforms, the ways they want to access music, is just growing week upon week upon week. Much as some people would have us believe things like MP3 players, mobile phones, actually it's the computer that has now become the centre of the music universe. And what the research is showing up, by way of example, is that young people now, on average, have over 8,000 songs on a library, sitting on a computer or a hard drive, which they then put about 1,700, 1,800 onto the MP3 player, and that's the bit that's in their pocket, and that's the bit that they'll go off about town and go meet their friends. Having said that, suddenly things like MSN and Skype have popped up out of nowhere, and quite clearly the inference is that while they're sitting there chatting online to their mates, they're also quietly in the background swapping music files with each other, using the file transfer facility in things like MSN and Skype, Bluetooth, and getting together with all your mates and pretty much having kind of Bluetooth exchange parties seems to be quite clearly a fairly ingrained part of their life right now. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And even then, that quite clearly, when you get to things like YouTube and MySpace and being able to access streaming music on that level, again, is phenomenally important to them.
Presumably the kind of thing that worries you most is illegal sharing, piracy, call it what you will. How much evidence of that did you find going on amongst the young people that were surveyed?
To kind of rephrase that, is it something that worries us? Yes, it's something we have to deal with, but it's equally just as important to understand the way that young people want to consume music legitimately, so that we can make sure that we are giving young people whatever bit of music they want, whatever platform they want it, in whatever way they want it, because that's just as big a demand in the industry. Yes, quite clearly, about 63% of them were telling us that, yes, they do use things like BitTorrent and file sharing and are downloading music on a daily, if not a weekly basis. Now, quite clearly, that's quite a substantial proportion of young people. But balanced against the other side of it is that desire to engage with the industry. Now, by way of example, out of that 63% that said they were downloading illegally, and by the way, they understand it. They know completely what they're doing. Possibly is not right. They understand copyright. They just quite frankly don't care. What they're quite clearly trying to explain to us at the minute is we can get it for free, and we're not going to get caught. Now, does that mean that we have to try and find ways to work with these young people, that we can actually develop a more supportive, cooperative working relationship with each other? Because personally, I think it does. And that's one of the reasons why we're trying to research this kind of behaviour pattern and understand better what ways that young people want to engage with music. Having said that, by way of example, out of those that were downloading music, something like 80% of them said that they would be willing to pay for something like an all-you-can-eat download service. Well, as we know, a couple of weeks back, Virgin Media announced a deal with Universal to provide exactly that kind of service here in the UK. So for me, yes, it is an issue we have to address and something we have to deal with. But equally, I think we have to be very clever about how we go addressing it.